Welcome to the Villains Lounge. You know what? Welcome everybody to the Villains Lounge with me, the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat himself. That's right. And I'm here to start it off with the news. So, not a lot, but this is what we got. So, it seems that Dave LaGreca of Busted Open, him and a bunch of other people are going to be holding a rally to get Cody into the main event of WrestleMania. Interesting. So if you're in the New York area, why don't you go check them out, right? And then on a sad note, country legend, icon, Toby Keith, he passed away at the age of 62 fighting a battle with stomach cancer. And, he passed away today. Had some, a little bit of fun in TNA, suplexing Jeff Jarrett, giving a really damn good suplex, if I might add. But, condolences to his family and, everybody mourns his passing. So, with that being said, it seems that Tony didn't say anything stupid, so we're going to move on to the Raw review. And, 3 hours, it's a lot. So, Raw started off with the package. Fans booed. They kind of drowned it out and muted it a little bit. And then Seth, he came out, started and opened the show, called Cody out after, saying a few things, talking about SmackDown, fans booed, chanted for Cody. Cody comes out. Rollins gives his spiel. Pick me. And then, fans kind of booed and went and off. And just before Cody was getting ready to say anything, Drew comes out. So you got Drew coming out, speaking his spiel, attacks an injured man for the second week in a row. And, we move on to the next segment, which, it was pretty solid. I enjoyed it. And so they jump into the Fatal 4-Way for as a qualifier. The winner will take on, I believe it is Tyler Bate and, he changed his name. He's back to Pete Dunne. My bad. I was going to call him Butch. And they are going to face the winner of this Fatal 4-Way, which would be New Day, DIY, Imperium, and the Creed Brothers. There's a lot of action, a lot of back and forth, very aggressive from the get-go. Those boys did it, and it was a pretty solid, fun match. All teams looked pretty damn solid and pretty strong, but in the end, there could only be one winner, and that ended up being DIY getting the victory, and I'm gonna give that one 2.5 axe handles. So then, the next match will be Becky Lynch versus Shayna. It's for an Elimination Chamber qualifying match. So that was a pretty solid match, pretty fun. Shayna stuck to her wheelhouse, very technical. Becky did Becky. It was a lot of fun. The girls killed it. I'm going to give that one also a 2.5 axe handles. Pretty solid. Definitely worth checking out. Then Rhea comes out. There's also some few backstage segments, but Rhea comes out. She's mad. She wants Nia. Nia comes out, they have a back and forth. In the end, Nia stands tall, flattening everybody in our path, including Rhea, to set up them one-on-one for the World Women's Championship at Elimination Chamber in Australia. So, Perth, I believe. So, that should be fun. Then we got Tozawa and Maxime Dupri representing Alpha Academy. Yeah, that's it. Alpha Academy. And then versus Ivar and Valhalla. Fun. Kind of a filler match. They did their thing. 1.5 axe handles. The winner was Valhalla and Ivar. Ivar got that victory with a second rope, World's Strongest Slam, and a couple other crazy big moves. The next match on the card was JD McDonagh versus The Miz. I enjoy The Miz. JD, I enjoy him too. Those guys had a really solid match. Miz got the victory with a little help from R-Truth. Some R-Truth shenanigans up in there. Always great to see Truth. Love Truth. There was a backstage segment with him earlier that was freaking hilarious as always. I'm going to give this one 2 axe handles. Gunther did his celebration. 600 plus days. Congratulations, Gunther, on being that longest reigning IC champ. Good job, good job. And then Jey Uso comes out and interrupts this celebration saying he wants a shot. They go back and forth with some jabs. And then it gets a little physical with, you know, Jey attacks. They start attacking him. New Day comes out. They run him off. New Day and main event Jey Uso, you know, he stands tall. And then the Women's Tag Team Championship rematch between Carter and Chance and the Kabuki Warriors. As always, I enjoyed, they were like my match of the week a couple weeks back. And again, very solid match. Lots of back and forth. Both teams look great, look fire. The women's killed it. But retaining would be the Kabuki Warriors, and they are still your WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. And then we go to the main event, which was the bull rope match between Cody Rhodes and Shinsuke Nakamura. Very bloody affair, very back and forth. This match was a staple for Dusty. Cody, as always, kills it. He's got pretty decent chemistry with Nakamura. I know a lot of people didn't really want to see it, but it was a really, really solid match. Cody wins, and then Drew comes out and attacks and just leaves Cody laying, gives him a claymore, and just Drew being Drew. But hey, look, Drew stands tall and Raw goes off the air. So that is my review. That match, I'm going to give that one 3 axe handles because that was pretty solid. It's definitely worth going checking out. The ladies tag team match, they also get 2 axe handles. Very, very solid. So yeah, that's my review of Monday Night Raw, my news for the day. So yeah, thank you. Peace out.